Unit 3. Grocery Store.
Useful expressions. A. Expressing preferences in snacks. 1. I prefer sweet food.
2. I prefer licorice toffee to rum and butter toffee.
3. What flavor do you like?
4. I don't have any preference. Any flavor will do.
5. He likes eating junk food.
6. I have a craving for candy bars.
7. I feel like indulging myself in some junk food.
8. I'm addicted to fast food.
9. He is a chocolate monster.
10. I know junk food is so bad for me, but I just can't resist it.
11. She likes to eat for pleasure.
12. We can't watch movies without popcorn.
13. I finished the leftover beef jerky.
14. I've been snacking on chips and cookies.
15. Can you get me some soda pop on your way home?
16. I always keep some soda crackers in my bag in case I'm hungry.
17. He's got bad teeth because he eats too much candy.
18. Don't eat too much now, or you'll spoil your appetite.
B. In a grocery store.
1. Is there a Chinese grocery in this area?
2. Are they edible?
3. Besides Chinese sauces, do you also sell Japanese sauces?
4. What's in the 5 spices powder?
5. It's difficult to find pickled bean curd in a Western grocery.
6. If you can't find brown vinegar, you could substitute it with wine vinegar.
7. Although it has a different name on the bag, it's the same as what we usually get at home.
8. Do you have more of those baby carrots?
9. Are these made here or imported from Hong Kong?
10. There are more choices of pickled vegetables in this grocery store.
11. You have to soak these dried shrimp in hot water for 30 minutes. Conversation. 1. Buying snacks. I didn't have very much to eat for dinner. I'm kind of hungry now.
That's because you had crackers before dinner time. You always spoil your appetite before your meal.
I can't help it. I like eating snacks. Since we're going to have a movie marathon tonight, I'd better stock up on some more chips.
Get Pringles this time. The chips you bought last week were too salty.
I like my chips salty. I know you have a sweet tooth, but I prefer savory food. What flavor do you want? Sour cream and onions, or salt and vinegar?
Both are fine with me. Can you get me the barbecue flavor, too?
As you wish. We can't watch movies without popcorn. Do we have any at home?
You finished all the salt and butter popcorn. We only have caramel flavor.
Caramel popcorn? Gross. I'm going to get more salty ones. Can you also grab a bag of tortilla chips? They're on your left.
Are you going to make nachos? We have some leftover cheese and salsa, but we don't have sour cream and guacamole.
Cheese and salsa will be fine with me. I don't really like sour cream or guacamole anyway. Is that everything? Do you want to get cookies? How about Oreos?
I finished a whole bag of Oreos this afternoon. Some biscuits would be nice. Have you tried these double chocolate digestive biscuits? They're good.
No, thanks. Can we take off? I'm starving.
Okay, let's get some pop and we'll go. What do you want? Coke? Cream soda?
They're too sweet. Just get me a bottle of ginger ale. I'll run next door to get some beer.
All right, I'll meet you in front of the liquor store.
A. Encounter.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Hi there. I'm just getting some chocolate for my son. He's a chocolate monster.
He goes through a box of chocolate in 10 minutes.
Well, I was kind of like him when I was a kid. My mum had to hide all the chocolates in the house from me. Otherwise, I would eat them all at once. So what does your son like? Mars bars?
Oh, he will eat anything. Mars bars, Hershey's, M&M's, Snickers, you name it. Generally speaking, he prefers milk chocolate to dark chocolate. Sooner or later, his teeth will all be rotten.
My teeth are bad, too, but I just can't say no to sweets, especially chocolate. I think I'll get this one, raisin and almond. They are not as healthy as real fruit and nuts, but at least it's not all junk in this bar. Well, I've got to go. Ken's waiting for me. I'll see you around.
Bye, and say hi to Ken for me.
I will. Bye.
2. Buying Chinese groceries.
Thank you so much for coming with me today. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to carry all the stuff back by myself.
My pleasure. I've always wanted to check out the Asian stores in this neighborhood. I love Asian food, and I've been curious about what they put in those dishes. Do you cook Chinese food at home?
Most of the time, but it's difficult to get a lot of the ingredients I need to make Chinese dishes.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So, what are we going to buy for the party?
I have a list here. Let's start with the sauces and spices.
A. In an Asian grocery. What are those black sheets? They look like carbon copy paper. Are they edible?
Of course they are. In fact, you see them everywhere. Let me give you a hint. It's found in the ocean.
It beats me. Give me some more clues.
Okay, another hint. Sushi.
It's seaweed.
Bingo! Okay, first we need spice bags for the stew. Excellent, here they are.
They smell kind of funny. What's in the spice bags?
Star anise, 5-spice powder, and some other spices. We usually throw the whole bag in the pot with meat, eggs, bean curd, leeks, and vegetables. You'll have a chance to try the stew at the party. It tastes pretty good.
I can't wait to try it. What else do we need from the store?
Let me see. We need dried mushrooms. They are right behind you. Can you pass me 2 bags, please?
Here you go. You don't eat those mushrooms dry, do you?
No. Before we cook them, we soak them in hot water until they turn soft. Excuse me, do you sell bean curd skin here? We don't have it. Wong's Grocery might have it. Wong's Grocery? Is it close by? Yes, it's just 2 blocks away, on the corner of Park Street and Wellington Road.
B. At Wong's Grocery.
Wow, Wong's Grocery is a lot cheaper than the other grocery store. There are more choices and the stuff here looks better. We should have come here first.
Well, now you know where to go for quality Asian groceries next time. Did you find the bean curd skin?
Yes, I did. I also found preserved Sichuan vegetables and black fungus.
Well, they all sound pretty weird, but I'm sure they taste good.